I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Sam, this past week, you talked about Atlanta and Boston, that game.
I was at that game.
You were at that game.
That was painful.
I didn't see you at that game, but I was watching the game, and I was, you know, before the pregame started, I was over on ESPN watching it, and they did their cutaway during SportsCenter, and I, you know, listening to the woman talk about the game, and then I see somebody in some gray pants, a black top and a nice looking jacket, looking smooth as a gravy sandwich. And I went, hang on a second. I believe I know that dude. I sent him a text. It was Terrell. Welcome into the show, Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times, and your one-stop shop for any residential or commercial real estate needs. Thank you, man. And you always just dress into the nines.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Yeah. Good morning, man.
Looking good. Were you surprised to hear from me?
I'm representing myself, but I'm also representing what we have, you know. So I always got to look good. I always got to look good when I'm seen.
Yeah, he is. He's matching and everything, man.
There you go.
James Bond there. All right, man.
Coordinated.
That's right. He was coordinated. It's coordinated. All right, Terrell, what's on your mind? Talk about this past week with our Hawks.
Ooh, these Hawks, you know, they continue to surprise and amaze me. As you mentioned, that Boston game, the national spotlight, I was really hoping that our Hawks would show the world what we get to see on a night-to-night basis, just how competitive they are, and normally how when the lights are bright, the Hawks come and perform. The Boston Celtics just seem to have our number that night. But I would have to say that last night's victory and a thrilling victory in overtime has kind of made me forget that. Has kind of made me forget that, and it has me in great spirits this morning as our Hawks are at 10-6. And they're getting ready to go on the road and face an opponent in which you, Greg, have been waiting for all season.
Cleveland,
so
I'm looking at this.
Good.
Looking forward to this tomorrow. What can we expect from this team going up? It's a home game for them. I just look at this. I guess the best way to put it is it's a test, right? An early test.
Yeah, it seems like our Hawks are getting a lot of tests recently. You know, we had the Bucks earlier, the Sixers not too long ago, then the Bucks. Another test, of course, just with the Celtics. But I think from a roster standpoint, when you look at veterans, when you look at young players on the team, when you look at new pieces, as we mentioned before, and Mitchell there and Murray here, I really do think that our Hawks match up with this team the best out of any other teams in the NBA. So I do think this will be a pivotal measuring stick. And I can't wait. I can't wait till Monday night.
Folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. I think Kevin Love is may be out for this game. I was reading something about an injury, something that he has, and maybe he's questionable for the Hawks. But still, they want to go there and want to really solve some perimeter shooting woes this team has had. The lid was on it against Boston. I went by practice Friday morning, and Kyle Korver was there and just really working one-on-one, you know, with John Collins on his perimeter shot. Talk about the idea of having someone, and we know that's what he is. When he was playing for this team, he was the sniper. He's a three-point guy. The team has got him on some type of retainer or something here to come in and work and be like a shooting guru. And it's amazing how guys who are the best at the world in what they do still need somebody to do that for him. And he was talking some very basic, fundamental stuff with him, Terrell.
Yeah, it does. It seems wild, I guess you would say, when you think about a team that's led by Trae Young, a gentleman who we know is a sharpshooter, who is world-renowned for his shooting skills. When you do hear, you know, a shooting specialist helping anyone on the team, it does seem a little wild. But who better than Kyle Korver, a gentleman, as you mentioned, who wore a Hawks jersey, one of the best shooters in NBA history, and a guy who I also believe his basketball IQ is overlooked a lot. Kyle Korver was a very smart player when he played, and he still is a very smart coach or mentor to some of these guys. And some of these guys, I don't want to compare it to baseball, but when you have an NBA roster, some of these guys are like specialists. You know, when you have a pitcher who may just throw a curveball, or, you know, you have a pitcher who comes in to close the game. You do have guys who may not be really known for their perimeter shot, but they may be on the court for defense, or they may be on the court because of how they slash to the rim. But when you play with a gentleman like Trey, the way he's able to penetrate to the hole, you have to be able to make an open shot. And a lot of times those shots, the open shot is on the perimeter. So, a gentleman, as you mentioned, John Collins, he's someone that since he's coming to the league, every year his three-point percentage has went up some. And that's something he's been working on since his rookie season. He still doesn't shoot it at a high enough clip, I believe, for the work that he's put in. But I'm glad that Kyle Korver is doing that. And they have struggled. The lid was definitely on the rim for the three-point shot phase, but it began to open up last night. And that may be because, as you mentioned, Kyle Korver helping them out on Friday.
Locally, Chuck Smith, we know that Akeem Olajuwon worked with teams. What you're talking about with Kyle Korver is not unusual in the NBA. Listen, I remember hearing stories about how in the offseason Magic Johnson would seek out Oscar Robertson, talking about court awareness. How did you know, when you play, you were a walking triple-double, and I'm trying to get there, and Magic would just sort of come at, you know, just trying to train his knowledge to this. But one of the things that we had talked about with this Hawks team, and again, Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, was the chemistry between the backcourt. And it seems, at least from my eyeballs right now, this is the least of this team's worries right now.
I would have to say so. I would have to, the backcourt, again, our two all-stars come from our backcourt. So I would say that's the least of our concern. As of now, I would like to see more scoring from the front court outside of DeAndre Hunter. Sometimes when you do have John Collins and Clint Capela on the floor, we may not see a high scoring percentage from those guys. I would like to see a little bit more there. But again, it's kind of hard to argue with Clint with everything he's doing defensively and rebounding. But we can't frown at what we're seeing from our guard play. Selfishly, we could ask for more. Trae Young was struggling from the three-point line up until last night's game. So although he's averaging 27 points a night, his 27 could easily be 33 if he was shooting his normal about 38 to 42 from behind the three-point line. So I don't want to nitpick with the guys, but I can definitely say that as of now, our backcourt has showed the bill.
Folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas talking Hawks basketball and all things NBA with our Hawks. Of course, you hear him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we are your home for Hawks basketball. They're getting set to hit the road to go up to Cleveland, take on the Cavaliers this week. They got the Cavaliers. They're back home with the Kings. And then they're in Houston on Friday, take on the Rockets. So an interesting week. We'll talk about this segment of the schedule, Terrell, and what the kind of challenges and what it allows this team to possibly do, along with bringing out more playing time for some of the younger players on the team. Of course, you got your rookie that had to get your game-winning basket last night. But talk about what it does for the confidence for a player like him.
Yeah, for the out of the next six games, only two games will be at State Farm Arena here in Atlanta. Four games will be on the road. So that, again, as the team continues to gel, I do believe those road games are where the team chemistry really shines through, if that makes sense, because you're not at home. There's no family and friends around. Adversity sometimes seems a little higher on the road. And I think that with our Hawks so far having a lot of road games, too, they've had some stretches in which they've had to go on the road. It's been pivotal for the young guys, as you mentioned. We just, man, I couldn't stop smiling yesterday when we saw AJ, who, you know, got the game-winning shot against his father. His father's one of the coaches on the Toronto Raptors. But seeing the development in that young man, you know, over time, one of the rumors or the so-called knocks on Coach McMillan was the fact that he didn't play the younger guys. But I do believe that the Dubai trip and then the road trip so far has kind of forced some of the younger guys to be vets, if that makes sense. Of course, not vets from the standpoint of their experience, but they've had to step up and be vets and be a little more mature and handle things a little differently. And I think we've seen that shine through. So, as you mentioned, they're up in Cleveland. They come back here Wednesday, but then they're right back on the road. They'll be on the road during the holidays. So I think that'll help our Hawks as we get closer to that Christmas date.
We, Terrell, speaking for Sam, can't thank you enough for getting up and joining us on these two-hour shows. And we can't get folks to get up, but you have joined us pretty much every week. And we want to thank you for that. Obviously, you would be the guy we'd go to anyway as far as NBA knowledge, but getting up this early on a regular basis. You're going to get to sleep in, though, because we're going to have you on during this Thanksgiving two-day window that we're going to be on Thursday and Friday. Terrell will be joining us again. Enjoy your Thanksgiving morning. Play with your kid. Get that first turkey bowl in there with him, and enjoy your day, man. Watch the Bears with the Falcons.
Have a great weekend, gentlemen. Have a great week, and talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!